This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Lee County Board will not seek additional information about a plan to reopen a business in Keokuk. The closing of Keokuk Steel Castings about 8 months ago put several hundred people out of work. Brad Mills of Houghton, Iowa, is trying to acquire the steel foundry from its overseas owner. His company, the Mills Group, asked Lee County for some financial help. The county agreed to loan Mills $200,000, but the money had to pass through the Lee County Economic Development Group. The Economic Development Group went ahead and gave Mills the money from its own account, and now it's been waiting 6 weeks to be reimbursed by the county. County Board Chairman Ron Fedler says he wants reassurances from Mills before reimbursing the economic group.
If it was my $200,000, I would want to know before I actually gave it out whether it was definitely going through.
Fedler placed a resolution on this week's agenda. He says it would have required Mills to show the county in writing that his finances are in order. Then the county would cut the check to the Economic Development Group. But the rest of the county board blocked Fedler's plan. Several members worried the added requirement could jeopardize the acquisition of Keokuk Steel Castings, and they said the county could withhold future donations to the Economic Development Group if the loan is not paid back. Joe Stile heads the Economic Development Group. He says Mills is doing his best to line up funding.
So at this time, it's still looking very promising that they're going to be able to, you know, be up and operating and things like that.
And Stile says he's confident the $200,000 loan will be paid back. He says the next few months are crucial. Stile says production needs to get underway soon at the Keokuk plant to meet permitting requirements. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.